gradually the nature protectionist view has given way to the social conservationist view that characterizes the new conservation. These views stem directly out of the criticisms of nature protectionists that I just outlined and were promulgated in international forums such as the 2007 World Commission on Environment and Development. The Brundtland Report that came out of that meeting was the first global acknowledgement of the need for, quote, sustainable development, explicitly calling for a, quote, globally coordinated effort to increase human well-being and halt the destruction of Earth's capacity to support life. This shifted global conservation thinking toward a strategy that combined conservation and development. In many ways, the social conservationist view stemmed from a growing effort to demonstrate that nature had instrumental value to humans, both direct and indirect, as we talked about at the beginning of the semester, and that accounting for this economic value of nature could provide a basis for sustainable development within the existing capitalist system. The social conservationists changed the goal of conservation to center on human welfare. They argued that while nature has economic value, traditional protected areas may not be the best way to realize that value due to substantial social costs. They argued that conservation efforts would fail unless poverty was addressed, and by extension, that to be effective, conservation efforts needed to also improve human livelihoods. Social conservationists do believe that conservation is necessary to achieve human sustainable development goals. This is in direct contrast to Terborg's view on the previous slide that sustainable human use of resources does not rely on, nor is necessarily conducive to, the protection of biodiversity.